Hi everyone, welcome again to another podcast from Teacher Joseph. Well, in the news today we've heard that the Ministry of Defence, that's the area of the government that deal with things like battleships, defence ships, protecting us during a war, well, they've said that their entire submarine fleet has been docked. Docked is what you do to a boat when it's sitting in the harbour doing nothing, maybe because it needs repairs. So it seems that our entire submarine fleet is currently out of service. And this raises questions because recently, I think it was last month, there were big questions being asked about exactly what was available for the UK to use in the event of a war. So it's quite timely, this, and there's some pictures. I'm looking at the LBC news report here. They're reporting it at lbc.co.uk. There's some pictures of some really ugly submarines here. I mean, I don't expect them to be, you know, covered in the UK flag, but they are horribly grey. They just look awful, which may well reflect the mood of the country and certainly some of the buildings we have around here. It says here, it's the second time that the state of the Royal Navy's vessels has been called into question. And LBC tells us, according to reports, all five Astute-class submarines, which protect the Vanguard submarines that carry nuclear Trident missiles, are out of service while undergoing maintenance and repair work. It says here, the first Sea Lord ordered the plan to be developed, which would prevent maintenance overruns and increase capacity to achieve war readiness. Now, I read that twice just before I came on this podcast, and I still don't get it. The first Sea Lord, well, I'm assuming that's the person who oversees the government department. It says the first Sea Lord ordered the plan to be developed, which would prevent maintenance overruns and increase capacity to achieve war readiness. It sounds like faff, to be honest. I'm not sure that I really understand, but it is the kind of thing the government would say. It goes on to say, an MOD spokesperson said, strengthening and sustaining our submarine capability is a top priority, and we are taking decisive action to ensure its long-term resilience. Oh, yeah. And then the story continues, talking about these submarines. But the picture here that they've shown of a submarine with some kind of flag on it, it looks absolutely awful. I don't know what that is. Let's see what the caption says. HMS Astute, the Royal Navy's latest nuclear submarine, sail up Gerloch on the Firth of Clyde. And they've spelled Clyde wrong. They've spelled it C-Y-L-D-E. Yes, it should be C-L-Y. Yeah, it looks really grim, to be honest. There's a very grey picture of a very grey submarine, and in one of them there's little boats swirling around it. It looks absolutely awful. I mean, I don't expect submarines to be covered in the Union Jack flag. However, I'm sure they could do better. I mean, this really doesn't even look like a kind of submarine you would see in the movies. It just looked like some dark, dismal metal blob. Although, having said that, submarines, of course, they travel in the depth of the ocean. They're not supposed to look beautiful, are they? Right, it goes on to say here, the Strategic Defence Review has underscored the critical importance of sustained and targeted investment. Yeah. This is just typical government speak, isn't it? And finally, it says that we do not routinely comment about specific submarine operations and availability. Oh, really? Well, they obviously have now. That's how we know that they're out of service. It says here, but British waters are always protected with a range of assets, including warships, patrol aircraft, and submarines. Yeah. The Mail on Sunday, that's another newspaper, quoted a naval source as claiming that a lack of investment for decades in providing backup infrastructure to keep submarines safe had contributed to the current problem. And on Saturday, the government said a technical issue had been detected on the UK's largest warship as it was docked at a port in Norway. There's a picture of it here. Oh dear, it looks awful, covered in rust, I think. Well, this is the this picture I'm looking at, it doesn't look very nice, is the HMS Prince of Wales as it left Loch Long, which is another lake. Yeah, it's funny, in Scotland, if you ever go to the coast, you know, the beaches are fairly quiet and you can sit there looking at nature. The weather's usually so bad there's no tourists. But sometimes, while you're looking out to the sea, you know, thinking about your ancestors, something might catch your attention. One of the last times I was on the west coast of Scotland looking out at the sea, something moved in the water that caught my attention. And I thought, oh, what's this moving on the waters? And this grey periscope just popped up, looked around, a submarine rose, whizzed around a little island that sits just off the west coast three or four times, and then vanished. It was quite surreal, you know. This is apparently is where many of our military ships do their practice, you know. And you can be sitting just staring out at the sea and suddenly this massive warship, or worse still, an American cruise liner, will appear for a few minutes, whiz around an island and then vanish. It is very surreal, that. But anyway, this one was going down Loch Long, which is not that far away from where I am now. And it says it set sail from Loch Long, Argyll and Bute in Scotland for Nordic waters to provide security in the Atlantic and high north regions. A minor technical issue was identified on this, the Royal Navy's most powerful vessel. And it made headline news as well. But this picture here, which is of another one, HMS Prince of Wales. This is the one that set sail from Loch Long. It looks brutal. It's very, very grey. Yeah, I'd have to say if I'm giving some kind of mark to the appearance of these vessels, the submarine, no, if I'm doing Eurovision, I think I would give that maybe 2 points. And the boat covered in rust, 1 point, I think. Right, it says here that this HMS Prince of Wales is currently conducting a port visit as part of the Carrier Strikes Group deployment. I don't see what that's got to do with anything. It's not working. It's broken. So I don't know what's going to happen with that. I mean, it's nice to see these vessels. It's nice to know that you're being protected. But at the same time, looking at these pictures, oh no, they look horrible. They look very, very grey. And the water in the picture is also very grey. And so are the clouds in the sky of the picture. So there's really nothing nice about it. But like I say, I mean, I shouldn't be expecting bright colours from a submarine or a boat. However, it does really reflect the mood of the country, I think, when I'm not able to see any positivity of these vessels. Interesting. Yeah. Well, this story is being carried by LBC today. I'm sure it's on other news portals as well, so you can find it there. And just to recap, this is the Ministry of Defence saying that it's developing a maintenance plan as an entire submarine fleet has been docked. So who knows? I mean, I suppose they know what they're doing, but just the other month, there was another story about, you know, warships developing problems. So I don't know. It doesn't fill me with trust. I suppose I'm quite surprised that they're so open about this. I mean, they've said in a statement that we just read a moment ago that they don't routinely comment on matters of security. However, this about the submarine fleet being docked, also this other thing about that boat that developed a fault, and last month there were more questions being raised about the state of our warships, also other comments and remarks about our defence industry being underinvested in the production and protection of these things. I don't quite know where all of this is going, but of course, reports like this never look good with the government. So whether it's something that's very serious or not in the grand scale of security, it's very difficult to know, but I'm sure, as they say, they have other ways to protect us. But a very interesting story. And that's it from me. I hope you've enjoyed this. Remember to like and subscribe to wherever you're hearing this story. Thanks again. See you all. Bye. Serves words and the magic makes it all feel grand. Joseph the English teacher, the best in the land. Joseph the English teacher, the best teacher in the world. He's shaping all our futures, his wisdom unfurled. With every word he whispers, our minds start to twirl. Joseph the English teacher.